what's going on. The eagle has landed, and it is landed on your boys. Dre and Mar is here for the Brothers Podcast, and once again, we are glad to have you in the building live on your Blog Talk Radio, live on your iHeartRadio, live on your Apple Podcast, and we are so glad that you have decided to join us for tonight with another awesome show. I'm your boy Dre. I'm from the first state. That's the home of our good President Joe Biden. It's also the home of where all of your money comes from. Don't believe me? Just check the back of your credit cards. It's also the home of the Pens, the N76ers minor league team, the 87ers, or whatever they call themselves this week. We're also the home of the Blue Rocks, as well as the Riverfront and the downtown Wilmington area, and State of Dover and Dell State University, and whatever else we have here in Delaware that you should like, or maybe you don't. And quite frankly, if you don't, I really don't care. However, I'm in the building, and joining me all the way live from Beaufort, city of the charm, city of the duck and dodge, city of the, I forgot the show, I think it was The Wire, though. Either way, Mar's in the building. Mar, say what's up to the people.
Okay. Good. What's up, people? Listen, we going to stop this craziness about the duck and dodge. It ain't that serious. Yeah, that could be anything.
He's
going to say it's shady. Like, it's shady. Like, you pump up Delaware so much, and then when we get to Baltimore, it's the duck and dodge. It's the duck and dodge. Like, it's not that bad. I promise you guys. It's really not that bad. I promise you. You just mad because your state is about yay big, so it's all right.
Why would I be mad about that? I mean, you guys are surrounded by water. And
Little tiny.
Okay. Everybody loves to come here, though. How you doing?
They do.
How's your week
been? My week has been fabulous, darling. Side of that. You know, like when you go away for an entire week, you really, I don't know about you all, like anybody, you ever been on a vacation, but it's nothing like being at home in your own space, not in a hotel room,
right,
not around a whole bunch of people. It feels really good to be at home, because I just felt like, okay, I'm at home, I'm in my own space, I can just, you know, be free, be me, do what I want, and not be surrounded by a whole bunch of people. That's just me. I don't know about nobody else. I don't know. I can't speak on anybody else's behalf, but that's just me. So I'm happy. My week has been wonderful, and yeah, I'm not gonna. I ain't gonna take it away.
Awesome. Are we ready for?
How about
weekend?
You? How's your week been?
I'm
ready for
good.
Another vacation.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm coming to the Diamond State, Delaware, as I say. I'm coming to Delaware this weekend to hang out with you. So I wouldn't say I'm just ready. I'm ready for if I'm ready for a vacation, it would be a mini one. It'd be like 4 days, 3 days, and then I'm back at home. Because, yeah, I got stuff to, I got things to take care of. But anyway, how has your week been?
Week has been good. Lot accomplished. We're officially, as of today, we're officially back on the clock. Whatever that means. So, counting down the days now to get ready for these children. But, you know, nonetheless, excited that it's August. Huge shout out to Eric Ford for his on his birthday today, and for those who are celebrating birthdays today, big shout out to you guys also. I'm ready to vacation.
Season.
I'm ready to vacation. Yeah, the Lions are here.
The Lions
are here.
Blow all your teams here.
Roll the thunder, hear me roar.
Mufasa.
Right.
Mufasa.
Oh, So
if you had to pick a, dream vacation that you would do, what would you, where would you go, and why would you go there? Why?
Bora Bora.
Okay.
Bora Bora. Yes. One, the huts on the water are so gorgeous. The scenery looks gorgeous. I'm really a islander, I think, at heart, but I also love the fact that they have a very interesting city. So, fun fact about me: I like to go to cities where there's actual facts behind the cities or the countries that I go to. Because I like, when I go out of state, I like to learn things. I like to learn about where I'm at. I like to learn how they got established, how certain things look, why certain things are in the places that they're in. Henceforth, on why I can't wait to go to like Jamaica and Aruba. But yeah, I just love to go to different places and learn about the culture. I also like to go places that, in the U.S., they have to have a zoo and or an aquarium and or both. I also love places that have, like, tropical awarenesses, like, you know, botany places and things like that. So, you know, D.C. is a great location. Plus, it's the home of the Bible Museum. And if you haven't been there, I encourage you to go. My name's on the wall, as well as my grandfather's, my great aunts, my uncles, a couple people I paid for. But, you know, D.C. is a dynamic spot to visit. I have a ball every time I go to Atlanta. Huge shout out to Apostle Banks down in Atlanta. I also always, huge shout out to my godson down in Lawrenceville too, Javonte Jarvis, my cousin Kasha. But yeah, I always have a good time down in the Georgia area. Where else do I love to, like, yeah, I would say Baltimore would be like my top right now. In Dubai. I really want to go to Dubai. I'm interested in riding a camel, number one. but the city is like, I heard, like, literally you could, like, the city, like, is so clean you can literally eat off the sidewalk. Like, I heard everybody who has gone to Dubai is like, yo, they do not play about me. I mean, about their city, like their country, their city. Play about, like, littering is like a no-no for sure in Dubai. Like, there are receptacles, and those receptacles are your land to drop your trash. Like, I literally heard they don't even spit on the sidewalk in Dubai, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Like, I get to Dubai. So those are my top two right now.
Okay. Dubai and Dubai and Bora Bora. I would say I would love to visit Tahiti.
Okay. Okay.
I don't feel
Do
like a lot
Tahitian
of people go
there
to.
Huh? Do they sell Tahitian treat there too?
We'll see when we get there.
Okay.
I don't hear very many people talk about going to Tahiti as much as, you know, Jamaica, going to an island. I would go to an island where a lot of people don't frequent.
Okay.
So Tahiti would be one. And actually, this is going to sound very weird. I would like to go to Seattle, Washington.
In the summer, right?
In the summertime.
Okay.
just to see what the city's like. I'm like you. I like to go for various attractions, so I probably would see what attractions were there. I don't know. I have no idea. But I think I would go to the – I like – going to the Pacific Northwest, I would love to go to Seattle. It's funny you said about a zoo. So in Jacksonville, Florida, they have a zoo in Jacksonville. So
absolutely.
if you decide you want to go to Florida, I know right now the NAACP told us not to go. but if you decide to go, I would go to Jacksonville. They actually have a zoo. Unfortunately, the zoo is not free. It does cost. But they have a zoo.
I mean, you know, I think that's the reason I like D.C. The zoo is free. I mean, the parking is astronomical, but the zoo is free.
Mm-hmm.
And
the funny thing about the zoo in D.C. is you don't even have to – the zoo in D.C., you don't have to drive. You can get on the metro and walk. I think it's one block. You walk one block, and there's a zoo right there. I would caution you to be careful because the zoo is on a incline. So wear comfortable shoes.
Wear comfortable shoes.
Yeah.
You're gonna be walking for a minute.
Yeah. That's the thing, and the thing I like about DC, about their museums, almost all of their museums are free, maybe except for the Museum of the Bible and the Spy Museum. Those are not free. But all the other museums, all Smithsonian museums are free. And I know everyone is trying to get to the African American Museum of Heritage. I would suggest you, if you're going to try to go to that particular one, I would say don't try to book it in advance. I would say do a day pass because you'll do better with a day pass than you would with a with trying to book it in advance. It is so booked up. It's been booked up since it opened. So I would say do that. The only reason why I was able to go is because I worked at a school, and one of the teachers at the school, she had a hookup at the museum. So she took her kids when it first – so we took some students when it first opened. But, I would do a day pass if you were planning to go to the African American Museum of History and Culture.
Yeah, that is the hardest thing I've ever seen get into.
Yeah,
you would think they were giving out government cheese and peanut butter at that museum.
That's why I said do a day pass. A same day pass. You'll do better if you just do a same day pass.
Now, for a listening audience who's never been to D.C., what exactly is a day pass?
A day pass basically is you get up in the morning and you go to their website. And you just pick a same day pass, and you just pick the time that you want to go to the museum, and if it's available, you can go to the museum at that time. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to go to the museum if you try to do it. Oh, we're going to be in D.C. in February of 2024. No, baby, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen.
I've been trying for years to get to that museum.
Yeah, I
said next time when I come down for service, I'm going to jump to the city. But then I said, hell, he has service on Saturday. So, we'll make it happen. We're going to make it happen.
I'll just say do a same day time pass. You can't go wrong with that. Our vacation is surely coming to an end, but you know, hey, we've enjoyed this. I don't know about you, but I've enjoyed the summer.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And Thanksgiving will be here before you know it.
That's
the only thing that keeps me in schools is like I weigh options. Like, do I stay or do I go back to corporate world? Because, you know, I'm kind of like a beast in world, too. And I'm like, no, you know, I think when I walk about this building this time, it's going to be like, okay, I'm opening my own joint. So, you know, I really don't need to work with you guys no more. Because the number of days off are so great. They're timed perfectly. Let me put it like that. They're not long at times, and it speeds through a lot of times, especially now that the world is apparently spinning stronger or spinning faster.
Spinning faster. What happened?
That's what I was told.
Was it always spinning faster?
No, time is like
always
now compared to like before.
That's true. That is true. Time is speeding fast.
Yeah, compared to before, like, time is like rolling.
Right. Before we look up, we'll be in school, and by the time we look up, it'll be 2024.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And next thing you know,
August.
Yeah. I guess the next thing you know, it's going to already be summer.
Right. Well, already at August, so that means we have 4 months left of this year.
Absolutely.
When you think about it.
Yeah. Interesting. Things are speeding. Time is going. Seasons are playing catch up. The summertime just realized this week that we're in the summer and no longer the spring. So the sun decided to come out behind the clouds.
Right.
Waited till August, which means that it's going to be probably a hot October this year.
Oh, my goodness. So we're going to have fall, summer. We have fall, summer,
and winter, fall.
Fall, summer, part one, part two. Yeah, fall, winter, then winter, and then winter, spring, and then spring, and then spring. Summer. Yeah, we're going to have those. Y'all are probably laughing at us. Y'all probably like, what in the world? I live in the DMV area. Well, excuse me. I live in the Baltimore, the Washington, I used to live in the Washington metropolitan area, but we'll just say I live in the Baltimore / DC area. And
but that's still DMV.
It's not
DC, Maryland, Virginia.
That's the whole Maryland. Baltimore is not included in that whole DMV.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
So are you considered tri-state now?
No, I don't know what Baltimore can say. Baltimore,
right, y'all got your own little thing.
A city in Maryland, yes. The reason why it's the DMV consists of the counties, the Maryland County, Prince George's County. So Prince George's County, Maryland, the District of Columbia, and Northern Virginia are considered the DMV area. People get upset when I say that because I have a friend who calls the Eastern Shore of Maryland the DMV. And that's not the DMV. The DMV is Prince George's County, Maryland, D.C., and then Northern Virginia, which is Alexandria, and those other places are not. Baltimore is not considered that part of. Is not considered the DMV. Because it would be the county. It would be you got D.C., which is the centralized location. And then you have Maryland on one side and Virginia, because we all know that Virginia and Maryland gave up a portion of their land to create the District of Columbia, to create D.C.
Right.
So that's why. So that's the DMV. Not all this other spot. Baltimore is Baltimore. That's what it is. So when you say it, but we're still considered a part of that Baltimore, D.C. area because we're divided by the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. So we have these weird seasons where it could be cold one day, warm the next. I'll never forget it was cold in May.
Yeah,
I remember one year it was cold in May. We had a cold streak in May. We were wearing coats in May.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I was just crazy. All right, what's these hot topics?
Well, we got a mom outraged. We have a mom that is outraged in Atlanta. She took her children to the sugar factory to get some milkshakes and some rainbow sliders. And to celebrate her 11-year-old daughter's birthday, when they requested alcohol shots for the adults and juice for the kids, the entire party received shots with alcohol. She is upset. The video footage from the mother that was recorded. You can hear her telling everybody, "Let me see the shots, put them all up." But soon after, the reactions of the children indicated more than just juice were in their glasses. She started to look around, looking at her daughter and the other kids. They're making faces. They're making noises. They're like, ew. And she informed the manager and also recorded a conversation with the employee who admitted to serving the table shots made with coconut rum and pineapple juice. It's a half ounce of coconut rum. They accepted full responsibility. And the and it shouldn't have been made, according to the employee that explained everything to the mother. However, corporate offices are not responding to her attempts to reach out. They're not answering her calls, and they're acting like nothing happened. And she wants some answers and some reprimands. You know, I won't say this is the first time it probably happened, especially at the Sugar Factory, especially in Atlanta. You know, anything can happen in Atlanta. But I am going to say I do feel that these restaurants definitely need to be more careful about what they are serving and who they are serving to. And they definitely need to be more careful when it comes to children, especially, I mean, it's a half ounce, so it's not like they really could get drunk off of it. But nonetheless, you know, you're serving alcohol. Come on, player, let's get this together.
And you said she requested shots for the adults.
Requested shots for the table, some with alcohol, some without. So she was going to do some kitty shots. But the kitty shots were supposed to have pineapple juice. And then the adult shots should have supposed to have pineapple juice with Malibu rum.
With Malibu rum in it. So here's my question. And I'm not putting the onus on the patron. But I'm going to put onus on the Sugar Factory, and I'm slightly going to put a little bit of onus on the patron.
Okay.
My issue is when the person came to serve them, she should have asked. Are you sure that this is alcohol? And maybe said, can you differentiate between what is for the adults and what is for the kids? And then maybe say, well, can I taste the kids? Just to do a little check. You know what I'm saying?
I would have made the kids drink. The kids have a different color. So if I'm doing Malibu with pineapple juice for the adults, then the kids would have just had, cranberry juice in theirs so that there's no confusion of who shot is who.
Exactly.
Or the kids could have had Sprite shots.
Mm-hmm.
While the adult had, they didn't need juice shots for the kids. They could have just gave them Sprite. They could have gave them. So I definitely understand where you're coming from.
Because I think that would have helped settle the issue of that would have, or, you know, or maybe said serve the adults first before you serve the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then say, can I taste the kids' shot? Maybe I just want to make sure that it's not alcoholic. Because I think that would have helped with that. I also want to put and now my onus is on the restaurant, is that he should have checked, whoever served should have checked behind themselves and made a check with, because I'm quite sure he didn't make them. They probably came from the bar. So he could have checked and said, I just want to make sure that some of these shots are kid-friendly and not adult-friendly. And I think that would have been helpful for the both. I understand the outrage of the parents. I don't know if it was an elementary school or a middle school or a high school, they had a party at the high school over the weekend, and somehow they left alcoholic beverages at the school, and I believe on accident the cafeteria staff served the alcoholic drinks to the kids. So I think that sometimes
that school day was popping.
Right. Yeah. I think sometimes we have to be careful when we have certain things concerning students, when students are around, or when, you know, you have children, just make sure, just do a double check. I would have just did a double check. I would have said, if they look similar, I would have said, well, let me check just to make sure. And then if it wasn't right, I'll say, you're going to have to take those back because those are not adult friendly.
Absolutely, because she could have smelled the kid shot, too. Like, the kid shot should definitely be pretty smelled. One thing about Malibu, it still has a distinction because it's coconut.
Right.
So right. Even if it had pineapple juice in it, you could still smell the coconut rum. If they had used the pineapple Malibu, then that would be a different story. But, you know, I'm going to definitely say it's on both. On a professional end, come on, people, get it together. I had a bad experience at
Sugar Factory
in Delaware, so I definitely would not be patronizing art. And unfortunately, I've been staying like in that area for training for like a whole, you know, couple days. Never again.
I do believe that they should call her back. I think that they really should touch base with her. I think they should touch base with her and answer her questions, because I don't think it's fair. I think that she, as a patron, she deserves an answer. She deserves to be responded to. I don't agree with that portion. I don't think corporate should just ignore her. I think they need to definitely, definitely reach out for her. Now, as far as reprimanding people, things, you know, it's not, things happen. Everybody needs to accept the blame, some type of responsibility for what happened. And it's not a bad, I mean, the kids drank it. It was nasty. Like you said, it wasn't enough to get them drunk. Now, if they had kept giving it to the kids, then that would have been easy. Oh, the kids kept drinking it. That's the problem.
And not saying the issue is not so much as corporate as it is, like, if the manager of the store handled it correctly, you know, yeah, this is our fault. You know, we should have made sure that everything was good. Now that the person has admitted that it was his fault, I mean, you know, this bill's on me. We apologize.
Right.
If there's anything else to do. I promise you, Sugar Factory still made them pay. I promise you. That's why she called.
Right.
Me. I looked at my bad experience with Sugar Factory. You know, the only good thing that came out of it was she was just like, oh, so normally we charge you to cut your cake. We're not going to charge you to cut your cake. We're going to give you the dance that you want, because we were there for a birthday party, and you know, and they did, you know, the squad they had working didn't know the choreography to the dance that we wanted. So then when they came out, all they did was clap their hands like a number one choir. I was just like, y'all got to be kidding me, dog. Like, why did you even waste the time to play the music if you don't have the right people working here? Like, I thought that was like, you know, like the Sugar Factory experience. People come here for the dance. you know, our food was horrible. They didn't do our seating correctly. So it was like so much of confusion that she was just like, you know, well, we're not going to charge to cut the cake, and we're going to give the birthday girl her meal. And so we kind of, like, let it slide. But, it was still enough for me to say I won't do that.
Yeah, yeah. That's unfortunate.
Very unfortunate.
Okay, a new disease is on the rise in the state of Florida. It is called leprosy.
This ain't new. It's been around for years.
Since the Bible time.
That's right. Jesus.
So I think it's Florida. Are you saying that you are part of the plague? Jesus is the Lord is making you.
The devil is their governor.
So leprosy is on the rise in Central Florida. There have been cases have been double in Southeast over the last 10 years. But as I read that, it is treatable because it is a virus, or it's a bacteria. It's a bacteria going around, and you can be treated up to a year for leprosy. All right. So, yeah, they have to give you an antibiotic. You have to take antibiotics.
I didn't read that in my word.
Two or three.
The elders of the church, and the elders came with the oil.
Well, it is 2023, and you can be cured of leprosy. All you need is to take three antibiotics, and it will, you'll be cured. You have to take them up for up to a year.
Okay.
So it's treatable. But you know what happens if it's left untreated? You can be blind, you can cause nerve damage, you can lose fingers, you can be sold. It's not as it was, like, it was not as it, as it was the Bible. It is not that serious. Well, baby, leprosy, baby, leprosy. So if you need it, I wouldn't go dip in any of the Florida lakes and rivers. Like Naaman did, and the rivers. But if you are infected with it, please get to your nurse doctor.
Get to the gate called Beautiful ASAP.
Yeah, get to the get to the gate called Beautiful. I can't wait. I cannot.
Oh. Get to the gate called Beautiful now. Meet Peter and Simon Peter and Joe Balamu there and tell them that the Lord has need of thee.
I can't. Get to the gate, y'all. Get to the gate.
The finger is deformed, and you need to touch the hem of a garment. And don't touch
the
governor.
Him, y'all. That's the hem.
Don't vote for Governor DeSantis. That's why it's back. He brought the plague with him.
I can't. Yes. So, yeah, leprosy.
Leprosy is in Florida. I ain't going to Florida no time soon. Alexis Ohanian arranged for the gender of his and Serena Williams' second baby to be revealed via drone display at a recent baby shower / gender reveal party. Williams was Team Pink for the party, part of which was filmed on for a YouTube video with the tennis ace confessing, I'm a little nervous because I don't have any contingency plan if it turns out to be a boy. And true gender reveal style, with either a blue or pink cake to represent the expectant boy or the girl respectively, Ohanian ordered a yellow cake to throw Williams off so that he could surprise her with the drone display. And they revealed, we're actually going to reveal Jelly Bean Sex. I guess that's what they called the baby. The way we're going to do it, though, is with a little style and some spectacular lights. He revealed to the camera before calling on the DJ to give them some music and draw attention to the heavens. After cooing from the guests, drones lit up the sky and spelled out the word girl. Williams and Ohanian met in Rome in 2015 when Williams was competing at the Italian Open. They got married in November of 2017, 2 months after giving birth to their daughter Olympia, who is freaking gorgeous. And so this will be daughter number two. Congratulations to Serena Williams and her husband, Ohania, Alexis Ohania. We congratulate you from the brothers. Excited for her.
Congratulations, you guys. Congratulations on your... on your new daughter. Big sis, I'm quite sure big sis is going to be excited. So I'm quite sure.
Oh yeah, two girls
look
like
you're
done right on the two courts.
Right, right.
Like what?
How far apart in age are they going to be? Is it four? So is it a 4 year age difference?
2017. This is 2023. So about 6 years.
6 years. 6 years. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Okay, y'all make it happen. Venus, we got to catch up, baby girl.
Right. In very interesting news, former President Donald Trump was indicted today in connection with his far-reaching efforts to overturn the 2020 election, part of a continual federal investigation into Mr. Trump's attempts to clean the power after losing the presidency to Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't. What
Mr.
I don't get
Trump.
At this point is if anyone should be surprised at these indictments of Trump.
I'm definitely not.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, come on, player.
I'm not
that's
surprised. I'm just like, what took y'all so long?
That part. That part is where I'm at with it. Like, you know, but, like, this should be done during presidency.
But I understand because it took a little longer because they had to sign the paper trail. They had to get interview people. They had to do a lot to kind of do to get to this point. My only issue is, of course, the Republicans and the Trumpers are going to deflect and say it's a conspiracy. He's innocent. They're out to get him already. Governor DeSantis thinks that Trump is not going to get a fair trial in D.C. It doesn't have to necessarily take place in D.C. Of course.
Yes, he wants to bring him to Florida with the leprosy.
I think Trump is going to get the trial he's going to get. I don't think we should be supporting someone who did so many heinous things to stay in power. Like, I don't understand why he would even want to stay in power. He was a terrible president. He was horrible. He was a horrible president. And it's showing now. So
yes.
I don't understand why you want to stay in a position that you did terribly at. You was running the country like it was a business. And
we all seen how you run the business.
Yeah, into the ground. Basically.
That part.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's just,
you know me. Let them rot. Take them to Rikers. Let them rot.
Put them under the jail. How about that? Put them in a black site.
Absolutely.
But go.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
In sad news, in entertainment, we have lost a legend, a comedian, Pee Wee Herman, a.k.a. Paul Rubens. We also have lost Angus Cloud, who starred in Euphoria at 25 years old. He passed away also. This has been a sad week for entertainment.
Yeah, it looks like Angus may have committed, actually, it's alleged that it could be a potential accidental drug overdose. He had just buried his father, I think, a week ago. He buried his father, who passed away in May, in Ireland, and so now his mother will be burying him. So we definitely want to keep in prayer his family. And like we said, we lost Pee Wee Herman on yesterday to cancer. No one knew that he had cancer. No one knew he was suffering. He was he kept it very private. He passed away from cancer. So definitely our prayers are with, you know, his extended family and those that were a part of his team. So we definitely want to keep a prayer for them, for those people.
In hip-hop news, so now Cardi B is potentially being charged with battery, as we all have seen.
Oh, but throwing that mic?
Yes. So across the internet, we have all seen that someone threw water at Cardi B at her last performance, her live performance. She watched the person throw the water. And in response, she chucked the microphone at the person before the person was removed from the show. Well, apparently now the person has decided to try to press charges for battery.
But you threw water at her first.
Yeah. I guess she said, you know, what I threw was lightweight. What you threw could have injured me is what I think she's looking at.
You threw water at me while I was on stage.
Yeah, yeah. Like, at the end of the day, you threw something first, and you threw what you had in your hand. I threw what I had in mind. Like, you know, I definitely don't believe she should be charged in this case. I do believe that the fan was wrong. I'm glad Cardi B threw something back at the fan, because at the end of the day, And I'm not going to hold you. Like, I'm sick of fans throwing stuff on stage. So at the end of the day.
Yeah, it's getting outrageous. It's getting outrageous with fans throwing bras, panties, sex toys, shoes, cell phones. You know, these people are here. Pretty soon what they're going to do is they're going to start putting a partition up on the stage or putting it so that people putting up partitions so far, you won't even be able to get through the stage. So you all you guys want to be able to enjoy these concerts, start throwing stuff at these artists. And like we said last night, I noticed that the funny thing is, no one threw anything at Janet, and no one threw anything at Beyonce.
I think if they threw something at Janet, if you throw that at Janet, you're going to get that ass whooped. I think that's why they didn't throw that at Janet. Janet will show that Joe Jackson side quickly. And if you throw something at Beyonce, you're going to have to deal with the Beehive.
Right. And I think at these concerts, I feel like with particular concerts, it's a more mature audience. So I think with maybe Janet, it was a more mature audience. Beyonce could be a toss-up. But I don't agree with throwing stuff at them for what is the purpose of throwing stuff on stage. Like, I get like when the 50s and the 60s women were throwing their bras and their panties. They were doing that. Yeah, they were doing that.
I understand the bras and panties, because at the end of the day, it's a lot of hot thoughts that come to concerts. You know, concerts are just like, you know, NBA All-Star. All the thoughts come out. But, you know, I don't understand water and cell phones and dildos and...
I don't understand any of that either. Like,
and all of that.
Right. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, stop it, y'all. Pretty soon they're going to stop. I'm telling y'all not going to be able to even get to the stage. That's what's going to end up happening. They're going to put partitions so far back from the stage, you won't be able to even be near the stage.
It's either going to be that, or what they're going to do is they're going to put up, they're going to put no, you can't bring nothing into the arena. So then you're going to go to full body checks, and then they're going to tell the people at the arena they can't even sell water and beverages. So now you got company, now you're getting ready to cost people money.
Right.
And I don't think that that's fair to the vendors at all.
Exactly. Stop it, y'all.
Yeah.
Now y'all being weird. Now y'all just being weird. We've been in a pandemic for 2 years, and now we're starting to get out and enjoy ourselves. Stop it.
I know that's right.
I'm imaginary smack in your hand. No. I'm sorry. It's like, no, stop.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Bobby, don't do that.
Bobby,
stop it.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous. And you call yourself a grown-up.
Right.
Yeah, on our main talk tonight for Hot Topics, former Lizzo dancers were weight shamed and pressured while at strip club, according to a lawsuit filed. Three former dancers have filed a suit against Lizzo, accusing the singer of sexual harassment and creating a hostile work environment. They filed this lawsuit on Tuesday. They also alleged that she pressured one of them to touch a new performer at an Amsterdam club and subjected the group to an excruciating audition after leveling false accusations that they were drinking on the job. The dancers accused Lizzo, who's a performer known for embracing body positivity and celebrating her physique, of calling attention to one of the dancers' weight gain and later berating, then firing that dancer after she recorded a meeting because of a health condition. The suit filed in Los Angeles Superior Court also accused the captain of Lizzo's dance team of proselytizing to other performers and deriding those who had premarital sex while sharing lewd sexual fantasies, simulating oral sex, and publicly discussing the virginity of one of the plaintiffs. So Lizzo is in hot water for, it seems more of sexual harassment than it does body or weight shaming. However, that is also being brought up. What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts on that?
We talked about this earlier. I'm always one for hearing both sides. I think that this is kind of interesting for a woman who is all about body positivity. And like, I've never heard Lizzo in an interview be rude or nasty to anyone. It's kind of interesting that this is happening to her. I would like to hear her side of the story. Not that I'm making judgment on anyone, because no one should be body shamed. No one should be sexually harassed at all. I don't believe in that. But I just would like to hear her side of the story. I would like to hear what she has to say, because like I was saying earlier, sometimes we have to be careful when we do things, especially when it comes to dancing, dancers. Entertainment, there's a thin line with entertainers and entertainment concerning sexuality. The things that I saw was very interesting, because it was very sexual, and it was almost given like Lizzo has been with her sexuality and she was coming on to these women. It was just like, okay. It was just very lewd sex act, and it was just weird. I just want to hear what she has to say. I hate informing opinions in the court of public opinion. Huh?
Was she drunk?
It didn't say that she was drunk. It just said that she was just, you know, some of the what she was doing. I can't say that she was drunk. It doesn't, unless she comes out with a statement, I would like to hear what her statement is or what is going on.
Like to hear the statement of her captain, because her captain was also referenced in the lawsuit as also providing poor work conditions. And then how does this beam back to Lizzo? Like, is she responsible for what her captain does, or should that be a separate lawsuit? Is it, you know, we're suing Lizzo because we're all a part of the Lizzo brand? I would definitely like to know, like, how does that equate in the court of law?
I think that they probably, if most likely, if they're a part of the crew, they're going to probably be part of this lawsuit as well, because when you think about, it's her brand, but this dance captain is someone she was in charge, or he or she, I don't know if it was a she, he or she was in charge of these dancers. So most likely it's a work environment created by the dance captain.
Absolutely.
So it's not going to be just Lizzo, it's going to be the dance captain as well.
For sure. All right, which leads us into tonight's topic of discussion.
So tonight's topic is titled, I Am Body Beautiful. this came to mind because I don't know if anybody experienced this, anyone that's here. Have you experienced being body shamed? And body shamed is meaning your family thought you were too overweight. Or I thought you were, now body shaming can also be your family thinks you're too skinny as well. Your friends, associates, or random people have said mean things to you because of your body. Now, we all know as people of color, Dre and I talked about this, you just happen to be blessed in certain areas of your life. Some of us are blessed in our, some women, you're blessed in the front.
You got big breasts.
Sometimes some women your lower body is blessed and highly favored. Men, you are blessed in your thighs and your butt. Some of us you've been overweight all your life. It's nothing. You tried to lose weight. You've done the things to lose weight, but you haven't necessarily been able to lose it. And that can be because of your, you know, your metabolism or just certain things. And then, you know, some people, and I'm going to talk about the weight loss surgery as well. That just popped into my head. We're going to talk about weight loss surgery as well. Some people, you can't control your weight, or you have been trying to control your weight since you were younger. And you've been body shamed. And when I say body shamed, you've been made to feel like it's your fault you're overweight, or it's your fault that you are this way. I'm sorry, someone is calling me. So it's not your fault. It is actually, you can't help it. I mean, some of us, you can't help it. Some of you, you've been trying to control it. You've been trying your best to eat right, exercise, do what you can do. And you need help. I have been body shamed. I've been body shamed for being overweight, and I've also been body shamed for being underweight.
Yeah, same here.
I've been body shamed because I was too skinny. I've been body shamed because I was, and this is by my own family. I've been body shamed because now I'm not. I carry the men in my family. We carry our weight in our stomachs, which is, if you know anything about your midsection, this is a very dangerous area because of diabetes, high blood pressure, all those things are contributed to your midsection. The men in my family, this is where we carry our weight. If you look at me, that's where majority of my weight is. I don't have weight nowhere else, but right there. And because of that, I also have become diabetic, but my diabetes is under control. And I'll never forget one time my grandmother, she called me one time. I went to visit. It was when she was living, and I went to visit her. And I guess my family members were talking about my stomach, and they were talking about my stomach, and they were saying, I guess they were talking about me, and I guess she got a little upset about it because she's my grandma. She loves me. She's my grandmother. She loves me. And so she started fussing at me. You need to go to the doctor and get your stomach checked out. There could be something wrong. And I had to explain to her, Grandma, no, I'm fine. This is just where the weight, this is where the men in my family, this is where we carry our weight. We don't carry our weight anywhere else. Like, it just happened to be in my stomach. Well, you need to go to the doctor. That could be something. No, Grandma. My stomach is fine. I'm fine. Like, you can't be fierce. But the tone of it was very condescending, which I had to get kind of, which I didn't want to go. I didn't want to go that route. So I got she got condescending, and I had to kind of explain to her in a stern way that, no, I'm fine. There's nothing wrong with my stomach. Not like it's a tumor. It's not like it's that. It's not like that. But that is because when I was younger, I was 120 pounds. I was extremely skinny. I was a size 28 weight. At the time, I think I was like in my late, I was in my late 30s. I wasn't 40, but I was in my late 30s. And so the only thing I could do is work out and take care of myself. So I get what she was saying. I understand that. Like, I'm not mad at her for caring about that part, but you can't get mad and make it seem like you're just, oh, you're sick, something could happen. No, I was told one time, because I was too skinny, that I needed to gain weight or I was going to die if I got sick. Like, who says that? This is from your own family. And often your own family will body shame you, not understanding that body shaming you will affect your self-esteem. because now you always feel like you're overweight. If you're overweight, you'll always feel like your family's calling you fat. They don't respect you. They say stuff like, you don't need to be eating this and you don't need to be eating that. You don't need no more food. But what if I was really, really sick and I had to take steroids?
Right.
And because of my illness, I gain weight. Or what if I'm trying to lose weight, but I don't have, but am I trying to lose weight? I can't get the proper nutrition because of the food. Food is so expensive. Food is so, it's not, it's there, but then I grew up, but then mama, you had me eating pork chop, fried chicken, greens with fat back meat in it. But it's my fault, I'm overweight. Or what is this? It's this company, I think it's YOLO, Golo,
mm-hmm.
or YOLO. One of them, YOLO. They tell you why you eat. They say you like to eat, but you lose weight because you are an emotional eater, or you were used to your family, like when you were somebody. One of them was the latest one is free food. So you see free food, you got to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
So some of them,
I might be hungry. It ain't so much that it's free; it's just I'm hungry.
Right. Some of it is learned behavior. Some of our behaviors of eating is learned behavior. It's, you know, your family told you were too skinny and you need to eat. You ain't eating right. What are they feeding you? What is this and what is that happening to you? Why are you gaining all this weight? And then some of it is poor diet. Like I said, food is out of control. Food is out of control. The prices of food is out of control. So you're buying what you can't afford. That may mean I can afford a oodle noodles. That may mean I can afford Hot Pockets. So that's what I eat. Unfortunately,
but then that's
not
always
healthy
either, because
right, it's,
you know,
right.
But it's processed
so,
and so and, or high
right.
salt. So now I got to risk, you know, I'll be skinny, but I got high blood pressure.
And or I got diabetes.
Yes.
Because people that are skinny can get diabetes, y'all. They ain't just people that's over.
That's it.
So my question is, so but the issue that I'm tonight's show is about body shaming. And we body shame people because and we do that, we've been doing this for years. We've been doing it in our family for years. We've called people fatty patty. We call people fat, obese, overweight, but while giving them, oh girl, you know you so fat. Here, take this cookie and eat it. Or they were, you know, when they were in high school, they were overweight, and then when you see them, you know, in at the class reunion, girl, you lost weight, or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
You were skinny in high school. You were beautiful. You had muscles, and all of a sudden, you got married. You settled. You didn't work out. You didn't do this. So you done gained weight. So it's the sad thing is that we make people feel a certain way, and we body shame them, and then they don't feel confident. They don't feel beautiful about themselves. And I think that we need to stop doing it because we're looking at it from a perspective of European. As I was telling you about clothes, a lot of clothes that are worn or bought are not made for people of color. They're in European size.
Yes.
So that suit may look tight on someone because it's in a it's European size. It's not a person of color size. If the person of color is smaller, they can get in a size 38 suit. But what do you do when you got people who they can't control their weight? They can't control, or they're trying to control their weight, but they can't seem to get the weight off. So then you got people that now go to weight loss surgery. So, but before we start talking about weight loss surgery, we do have a caller on the line, and I want our caller to
They're actually listening. They're just listening.
They're just listening. Oh. What is your thoughts on this topic?
I mean, you know, for me, I feel like many people, I believe, in especially in today's age, people need to have crisis on coof. I think many people do what they went through. Like, I don't like to hear somebody complain about this is what I went through as a child, but you do the same thing to your kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't like when people get upset and the first thing they do is they literally say, you know, well, you know, you talk about, you don't like when people tease you, but yet you keep eating. Well, you keep feeding me. Like, what you think I'm going to do?
Right.
And then why? And then let's look at the situation on why. You know, especially when as it relates to young people, it could be a number of things. It could be a depression. It could be a
right.
You know, it could be a thing that, you know, I'm depressed because I don't like how certain things are going. And if I say something to you about how things are going, then I'm in trouble because I quote unquote came out of a child's place. Even though, you know, you took me out of that child's place when you put me in this adult situation.
Right.
So, you know, it could be a number of different things that we see. You know, it could be parents, you know, they think it's cute because that's how they dress. So they dress their kids a certain way. Like, we have students, for instance, who we've had to call parents and say, hey, you need to bring your child a shirt that fits. And it's like, well, that's the type of shirt I buy my kids. And then the parents come in, and she looks just like the child. And I'm like, okay, so y'all both shopping at Baby Gap, and y'all shouldn't be. You know, it's not to shame the child, because that was when the parents was just like, you know, this is body shaming. No, baby, this is telling you how to parent.
Right.
You know, number one, it's the middle of the winter time. Number two, even if you did, like, a midriff shirt, put a shirt underneath of it. So, like,
right.
Throw a T-shirt on, put a nice, you know, or throw you know, something underneath a T-shirt or something like that, and put your midriff shirt underneath over top of it. But at the end of the day, like, we have to get things situated to me with our parenting skills.
Mm-hmm.
And I really feel like that's the issue. That's the biggest issue.
Right. Because what they're hearing at home affects them when they're at school, when they're and what I noticed, though, as a teacher, is that many of my students don't eat healthy. They don't eat healthy. They don't eat the way they're supposed to eat, and they don't eat the school. They definitely don't eat that school food. Like, they will tell you the heartbeat. It is nasty. I don't want it. I'm not eating it. So for them, it, you know, some of them don't eat all day. Some of them don't eat till they get home. So you got a lot of factors going on with weight. I think that now we've become more assessing as far as bodies are concerned. I think people are more assessing to dating someone, that is, what do we call it, plus size. Plus, people are dating more plus size. But still, there are people that are very, what's the word I'm looking for, prejudiced, and they wouldn't date anyone plus size because they feel like it's, the, you know, it's not what they want. And that's fine. You don't want someone that's plus size, but you don't have to shame them and make them feel bad about being plus size. We have more people that are confident about being plus size. You got more people that are okay with being plus size. You have some people that are not okay because of health concerns or because of that's why we have my 600-pound life. That's why you have shows like that people go on to try to help them lose weight because they have serious health concerns.
And my thing is, understand the situation before you disrespect somebody.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I try not to disrespect somebody out front if I'm not into a person because of, you know, the fact that they're overweight or something like that. I would say, you know, you're not my type and leave it at you're not my type. But, you know, sometimes, you like you said, if I'm all concerned about my health issue and then I'm getting knocked down, you know, time mm-hmm. after time after time because of the concern that I already have, you're pushing me deeper into a black hole. And I'm either going to snap or I'm either going to snap out on you or I'm going to harm myself.
Right.
And so it's, and nowadays body shaming is almost as is considered bullying for a reason, especially in schools and, you know, in community centers and things like that. So, yeah. Like, I think we definitely
right.
need to get this together.
Right. I think the other thing that we need to, I believe that the other thing we need to do is help young people or help people in general accept themselves the way they are. Now, if you are overweight due to medical reasons and you are trying and you are, I mean, just, I think that we need to accept that fact and help people accept that. But there are some people who don't want to be overweight. Like, I don't want to have the stomach. I guarantee you I don't. I promise you I don't.
I know that's right. Listen, surgery looking real good right now.
Yeah. But unfortunately, surgery is not an option for us because
right.
we would have to be in a real serious health condition.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we would have to have surgery if we need it. But even with the downside, so the good side about that surgery, those bariatric surgeries, is that you lose all the weight. The downside is that it is causing people to have issues with their bowel, small bowel obstruction. If you all know, Lisa Marie Presley had, I didn't know she had bariatric surgery, but she had bariatric surgery. And because she had bariatric surgery, it caused her to have a small bowel obstruction, which in turn ended up killing her. So, it's crazy that a surgery that's used to save people's life and to help people overcome obesity is now causing people to die. Not in all cases, but in some.
Right.
So we have to be extremely careful with these surgeries, with losing, dieting. We have to also be careful with dieting. I had a friend that was taking a dietary supplement, and it messed up his kidneys.
Wow.
Because he was taking so much of it. So we have to be careful with, you know, those things that we're doing to be healthy. Like, we want to be healthy. With exercise, you have to be careful with exercising. You have to be careful with, you know, make sure you're stretching, make sure you are drinking proper water, you're staying hydrated. Make sure those things are happening. Because actually, at the end of the day, anything you do too much of can be overwhelming and could be detriment to your health.
Yeah. And you even got to be careful nowadays with how much water you drink, because too much water can flood your heart or flood your kidneys, and you get kidney stones and everything else.
Yeah. Too much of something can be dangerous, and too less of something can be dangerous. Like, it's a toss-up over here in life.
Yeah, this adulting sucks.
Adulting sucks, but surviving, you know, like we want to be healthy, we want to be wise, we want those things. We want to be healthy. All of us want to be healthy. All of us want to live for a long, long time with no ailments or anything. But we also have to be careful with what we're intaking and what we're putting in our bodies and being conscious and mind conscious about that. But also we have to love ourselves in whatever state or shape we're in. One of the hardest things that I've had to do is just be okay with being overweight. It's hard. I'm not fully okay with it, but I know what I need to do so that I can overcome it. But for those of you that maybe you're having some issues with being overweight, with obesity, and you want to be smaller, but you don't have a section, you don't have friends, you don't have people that are really in your corner, find you some people that will be in your corner. Get you some therapy. Find a nutritionist. Find something to help you get in a better state so that you don't feel like you're in this by yourself. And if you are a friend and you have a friend that's overweight or trying to lose weight, help your friend. Don't be a jackass.
Yes.
Don't be a jerk to your friend.
Yeah. And if you have a significant other that's even trying to lose weight, be their support system. You know what I mean? Like you would if you would do it with somebody else in your life, do it with your significant other. You'll be surprised at, number one, how much encouragement it gives them. And then, number two, you'll be surprised at how much it may actually boost your relationship.
Yeah. Because actually, once that person starts working out, doing things, you know, once they start working out, they get their endorphins, things start happening, I guarantee your sex life will be better.
Yeah. And then the other thing, too, is once I start feeling good about myself, if you aren't the reason I feel good about myself, you will be out of the door quick.
Yep.
If I'm trying to get me together I can tell you from my experience, I'm one of them people that when I like to work on me. If I'm trying to get me together and you are not a part of the people that are encouraging me to look good or to feel good about myself, or you are not pushing me to do what I need to do, when I get to my end result, you will not be a part of that end result. I promise you that.
Right.
Even if it's so much of you, did you go walking today? You didn't. Okay, you look like you're tired. Let's go walking together. You know, you'll be surprised at how much you just saved your relationship, because you best believe for those who are going to gyms by themselves because they don't have the support of who they're dating, you best believe at that gym somebody's watching.
Right.
I'm telling you what I knew.
And we have to be an encourager to those of us. Be an encourager to those that are trying to lose weight or working on themselves, because it is a process. It's a process working on ourselves. Some of us, we can't afford to go to the gym. If we're honest, we can't afford a gym membership. and we ain't gonna kill ourselves trying to afford a gym membership.
Right.
What we're gonna do is we're gonna do work out at home, work out in our house.
Mm-hmm.
Do the things
mm-hmm.
that we need to do to lose the weight. But
go
we can't
walk,
be.
Drink more water.
Yeah, go walk and drink more water. But we're not going to be like, oh my God, I don't have. Baby, you go to Five Below, get you some $5 weight.
I know, that's right. In the stair stepper.
Yep.
And go on YouTube and get you a good workout regimen right off of YouTube.
Yep.
I just trust
you. Peloton has a bike. If you can't afford a Peloton bike, go find your stationary bike. I think there are so many ways that we can do things, but I also think that it's going to take a lot of effort. And I've made some decisions personally concerning my own life that I'm going to start doing the things I need to do to lose this stomach and to get back, because I want to stop taking these medications I have for diabetes. I want to come off of the metformin. I want to come off of the Trulicity. I don't want to do it no more. I can't. Again, I do it no more.
I feel you. Yeah, and that's what I said too. I said my goal is to be by the end of next year. My goal is to be on only two medications, which are going to be the two necessity medications that I have.
Yeah, because it just it's not giving what folks gave me. It's not.
A lot of these medications keep the weight on, and I think a lot of folks don't really understand that. You know, like if I wasn't on half of the meds I'm on now, oh God.
Yeah, it's because some people have illnesses and they gotta take steroids or they gotta take medication that, and it tells you one of the side effects is weight gain.
Mm-hmm.
But they have to take it, or either if they don't take it, they're gonna be in a worse state than what they are.
Yeah. And then for some of y'all, don't body shame somebody and your body ain't all the way there. Because what that shows is that shows your low self-esteem. Let me help some of y'all out. Some of y'all could get some great support friends in the people that you body shame. And y'all could be helping each other get to some goals. And I noticed that, especially, and parents teach your kids that. But see, the kids do what the kids are replicas of their parents. That's part of the problem. But I had to get on a student one time and I pulled him to the side, but I said, dude, like you ain't got no body to be talking about somebody else's body. You ain't in shape. You in a shape, but you ain't in shape. You know, and it hurt the little girl, and then he come to find out, it's like, well, I mean, you know, she always talking about me. I said, yeah, but here's the thing. She actually likes you, and you just messed all that up. You know, so you got to be, you know, these little kids, they don't know their parents. It's okay to teach your kids, educate your kids, and if you don't know how to do it, get somebody who can. And if you work in school systems, let's stop being scared to address the issues that's coming across these classroom doors.
Oh, I don't play that. I don't like other kids making fun of other kids. I'll get on them, and I tell them that we don't do that in here. We don't do this. Is not the classroom we do. Now, what you do outside of my classroom is you, but you don't need to be doing it, period. But what you won't do in this classroom is make fun of somebody in front of me. And you need to stop anyway, because you ain't that cute to tell.
That part, like the
scare straight. The good man told the boy, he said, "Your hair's uneven. You look, you're not that cute. Your hair's uneven, and you look a little dusty." Like, nah. Stop that. We gotta stop that.
Yeah,
and
teachers gotta stop being so scared to address things. You know, they're just kids. That is a pet peeve of mine in education. They're just kids. They don't know no better than teach them. Ain't you a teacher?
Yeah. That's the one thing. Yeah, they don't. You're right. They don't know better. But you correct them so that they don't do it at home to anyone else, or they don't do it in the classroom again. But you allow it. I don't allow that. If you can't say something nice about someone in this room, then you don't belong. You can't be in this room. You can't be in my classroom. You can't be in here and be rude to people. You can't. No, that's what you're not going to do is that.
And parents, rebuke is rebuke. Sometimes you need to take it. If your kids say, "Mommy, that's not nice," it's okay. It's not nice, Mom. You were wrong. Take the hit. Because when
take
you sit there and say,
I'm a grown up.
I can do these things. I'm a grown up. What that tells kids is when I'm not around a grown up, I can do these things too, because this is what she do. It's what he do.
Right.
So take the rebuke. You were wrong.
You
know,
to
I
stop.
Used to have a thing with my son. You can, you know, pop me in the mouth. I did wrong.
I'm going to punch you in your mouth. My grandma used to say, "I'm going to mash you in your mouth." I used to holler, "I'm going to mash you in your mash. You're mashing folks in their mouth." So, yeah. So, no more body shaming, or let's work on no body shaming. making people feel comfortable in the skin that I want everyone to feel comfortable in the skin you're in. You got to feel comfortable about yourself, because when you don't feel comfortable, others don't feel comfortable around you. Others don't feel like they can say things to you because they feel like they have to watch what they say. And it's imperative that you feel comfortable in your skin. And if you don't feel comfortable in your skin, you can change it. You can do something about it. You don't have to be a size 6. If you want to be a size 8, you can be a size 8. Be a size 8 healthy.
Right.
If you don't want to be a size 18, but you want to be a size 15, be a size 15. Men, if you want to be a size 42, you can be a size 42. You can be whatever you want to be. That's all I'm going to say. You can be whatever you want to be. Just love yourself and don't allow people to make you feel as if you are not loved and appreciated. You have to love yourself. You have to appreciate yourself. You have to know yourself. And don't let people body shame you, because no one has the right to body shame you or make you feel like you're nothing. No one has that right.
Exactly.
No one has that right. No one has the right to make you feel like you're not important, or to make you feel like you are not beautiful. You are beautiful. Now, you may not be everybody's cup of tea, but guess what? You are someone's cup of tea.
And the cup of tea is someone that you belong to. May they sip it well.
Yeah. Sip it to the point to where sipping is sipping. They sip it so well, you now move from a cup of tea to a jar and a pitcher of tea. So that's all I have for tonight. I want to thank you all for listening to us. Thank you for your consideration. Thank you for your support of us. We appreciate you so much.
Absolutely. And as always, we love our listeners. We love our listeners. Like, share, subscribe, send out, messages. Feel free to share our Facebook messages when we push out on Facebook. If you have not joined our Facebook or our IG community yet, we are on Facebook and Instagram at The Brothers Podcast Media. Please, please, please join our podcast Facebook and Instagram page. I promise you guys, by season 3, we will be definitely jumping off. I won't say definitely, but we will be having a website popping off real soon, where you'll be able to link to our listening page right through the website. We got a couple things jumping off. We're excited. If you are a business owner, or if you plan events, or if you have anything that's coming up, we invite you to partner with The Brothers Podcast. We would definitely love to advertise your event. It's really, really easy to get us to advertise any events that you're having. We don't have a problem with doing it. I say reach out to us, and we'll be able to reach out to us through our Facebook page. We'll be able to tell you the demographics and specifics about how that works out. And as always, if you would like to call in the show, we invite you to call in at 319-527-6083, 319-527-6083. While you are on hold, you will get a text message that asks if you are listening or if you are calling in on the guest lines, because for some odd reason, the way that this is set up, we don't really see the difference of who's calling in versus who is listening. That says, hey, do you have a comment? If you have a comment, simply respond to that text message, and we will bring you on the air while you are yet listening. So we are definitely, definitely excited to have you a part of our community. We thank you for being loyal listeners. We thank you for being fans to the show. We thank you for listening, as always. We have 2 more shows, is it? 3 more shows before we are done this season. We have 4 more shows. And then we are done for this season. We will be off the entire month of September. We invite you to go back, and we invite you to binge listen to the show and let us know, like, what did you like about the show? As long as you are binge listening to the show, that means you are caught up with all of season one and all of season two. Season three is right around the corner in October, kicks off October the 3rd, and we are going to guarantee that next season will be still the same interesting, fun show that we've been having. Not to mention, we got a couple surprises kicking off. So, as always, you know, I'm your boy Dre from Diamond State. We got with your boy Mar from Charm City. And we are the brothers. We invite you to connect with us.
We are the brothers.
Instagram, Brothers Podcast Media. And from there, you will learn more about us. Website coming soon. See you next week. Same time, same place, same location, same website, same podcast channel, same brothers, same host, because we love you and we wish you a happy week.
We love you.
Don't forget, check us out, iHeart, Apple Podcasts. Go back and listen to the show. Like and subscribe on both iHeart and Apple Podcasts. But listen to the shows you missed. It's free. And we'll see you on next week.